Why water baptism, but such a chew? I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or even maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which is the one of the oldest English stroke Hebrew Bibles that you can lay your hands on, please contact us, 0722-367-124, and that is plus 27 international code, excuse me. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are most welcome. Hallelujah. You're very, very welcome. But I have to urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning. Why water baptism, part one? Because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also, as a newcomer, very important to subscribe to the channel. It's very, very important to be able to receive the notifications of the different studies. Also, our TikTok messages in English and in Afrikaans. Please share this link with your family and friends. Make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a pen and paper to make notes. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to sit and relax, start every morning with the Word, with a study, and just to live in the Word and grow in the Word. We are busy with the subject, why water baptism? And yesterday we end with Yahushua's instructions to his disciples. I actually ask you to go and just read, study Matthew 28 verse 19. Now I find that Yahushua spoke to Peter, and he says to Peter, "You are the rock upon which I will build my church." It's not what he said. Firstly, if you look at the name Peter, the Greek word Peter means pebble, and not with pebbles or small stones, which is not the word for rock. Now Yahushua said to Peter, "I will give you the keys that you can unlock or lock heaven, earth, as you wish." Now that was not a physical key that he received. It would have been a spiritual key. But on that stage, when Yahushua was speaking to Peter, he was speaking to a man that he didn't have much of a backbone. Meaning, when they caught Yahushua in the Garden of Gethsemane and they brought him to the fore, and the servant, the girl said to Peter, "You're one of them." He says, "I do not know him." She said, "I'm sure." And three times, eventually he swears, he says, "I swear I do not know him." Now I just want to ask a question, how will Yahushua build his church? And it's not church, it's his congregation. His congregation. How will he build his congregation upon a man that has got no backbone, that denied Yahushua for three times? Now Peter will have to go through a session of repentance. Peter in a time will, on a different way, experience the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. And that happened on the day of Pentecost, when the Ruach HaKodesh was poured upon the apostles and the 120 in the upper room. And who was the man that stood up? It was Apostle Peter. Now, with that in mind, we want to read Matthew 28, verse 19. Now, Yahushua gives an instruction to his disciples. Matthew 28, 19. "And Yahushua came and spoke unto them, saying," he speaks to the disciples. All power is given unto me. Now surely that me must be a capital M. In heaven and in earth. Now that's not in heaven, it's heavens. It's not just one heaven, there's seven different heavens. All power is given unto me in heavens and on earth, above and down here on the earth. Now verse 19. Now first Yahushua announced his position as the son of Yahweh. All power is given unto me. So what did the Father do? He emptied himself in Yahushua. He revealed the right hand in Yahushua. Isaiah 53 verse 1 to 7. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Verse 29. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. He didn't say just the Israelites. He said all nations. And that's why we are busy today trying to reach the world through the internet with the revelation word of Yahushua. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Now listen. Baptizing them in the name of the Father. Baptizing, which means immersing. The word baptizing is a modern Greek reference. The ancient Greek reference was immersing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is a scripture that you most probably know by heart as well. Go and immerse them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teaching them. Now who's the them? Those who were immersed. So it's not just a question of immersing people and leaving them. You need to immerse them and you need to teach them. Teach them to observe all things whatever soever I have commanded you. He's speaking to the disciples. He said, you need to teach the people after they were immersed about everything I've commanded you. Now, I just want to ask a question. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Do you think this is a commandment that Yahushua is giving to his disciples? I am very sure it is. It is. It's one of the few commandments that he's given to his disciples when he says, go and immerse them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Are we living in the end time today? Yes, it's not the end of the world yet. There are certain scriptures. There is one or two prophecies that still need to be fulfilled. According to Daniel 9:27, Daniel 12 verse 11, and Daniel 12 verse 12. And a couple of scriptures in the book of Revelation. That's why we are busy with the book of Revelation. The revelation of the book of Revelation. Very important to follow that study as well. So he says, you must teach them. Why? Why would Yahushua insist that they should teach the people that they immerse? Because that person that came to repentance and went through the immersing water is like a newborn baby. And that needs to be educated in the word of Yahweh El Elohim. He needs to be trained, and she needs to be trained. They need to be nourished. They need to be guided. 99% of the churches today, especially the Protestant churches, they just give birth to babies and they just leave them. There's no nourishing afterwards. There's no special care. And that's the things that you need to do. You need to look after that baby, that newborn. How do we know it's a newborn? Because Yahushua in John 3 verse 1 to 11 told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Born. And he says, how do I go back in the womb of my mother? Not that type of born. You need to be born again out of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. And that takes a time. It's not just something that happens in 1 week. Sometimes it takes years. Some people are quicker than the others. They grasp easier than the others. But we need to spend time with new converts, new people that came to repentance. You need to teach them to observe. You need to teach them to observe. They need to be taught to be observed. They need to observe. Why? Because when they observe, they will grow in the Ruach. They will grow in the Spirit. They will grow in the Word. They will grow in their position in Yahushua. It takes time. It doesn't happen, just happen overnight. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now, in Matthew 28:19, Yahushua gave a commandment. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is the name of the Father? Yahushua told his disciples, go immerse in the name of the Father. If I change that wording a little bit, if I say, Yahushua said, go immerse them in my Father's name, would you have understand it? Yeah, for sure. By just changing the announcement or the instruction a little bit, go immerse them in my Father's name. Not in the name, in my Father's name. It gives a different meaning. But when he says, immerse them in the name of my Father, it's exactly the same announcement. The one is just when it's announced, it's just more, it's more easier to understand. But the meaning of both the announcements is exactly the same. Go and immerse him in the name of my Father, immerse them in the name of the Father. The Father, you could have said, is my Father. And that means exactly the same thing. Now, people come and they immerse people in the name of the Father. Do you know that the name Father is a name word and not a name? The name Father is referring to people who has children. That's easy to understand. I'm the father of 2 children. Alright, they are grown-ups. The children is grown-ups. They're married. One of them is a father already. A father is somebody that has sire children. Go immerse them in the name of the Father. Now the church comes and it immerses the people in the name of the Father. It's not the name of the Father. If you are a man looking at this video right now, and you have children, are you a father? Definitely you are a father. If there's 50 people, men, together, and I say, all the fathers, raise your right hand. Can I raise my right hand? For sure I can, because I'm a father. So what is father? It is referring to a person who has generated children. But if there's 30 of the 50 that's there, 30 of them are fathers. Their names are not father. They have different names. And the name Father is a name that is announcing a concept, a group of people, a single father or fathers. But when I ask you, what is your name? Or you would ask me, Prof, what is your name? I will immediately say, Hannes. I am a father. It's not my name. But my name is Hannes. So what did the Protestant church do? Well, they just followed the Roman Catholic Church, who for 1,500 years before Protestantism, they took babies and they christened them, calling it a baptism in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's not what Yahushua said. He said to his disciples, go and immerse in my Father's name. That's what it means. Go immerse in my Father's name. He says, immerse him in the name of the Father. And tomorrow we're going to come to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. But on this stage I want to leave you with the idea. Thinking about it. When Yahushua says, go immerse in my name. Immerse in the name of my Father. Immerse in the name of the Father. Does that mean the disciples had to immerse people in the title? Listen to what I'm saying. In the title of Father. What do you say? Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.